on the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Jeff Tedford Coaches Show, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Suncrest Bank, California Business Machines, by Doghouse Grill, by Fresno Rack and Shelving, by Mega Prince, and by United Security Bank. Now, live from Doghouse Grill, this is the Jeff Tedford Coaches Show. Here is your host, Paul Leffler.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Coach Jeff Tedford Show. Great crowd out here on the patio of the Doghouse Grill. And a lovely day. Those clouds are kind of cooling things off today. It almost feels like it's going to rain. But if that happens on the patio, we're fine because we've got a little covering here at the Doghouse Grill in Fresno. We're right across from the Save Mart Center. You know where it is, the corner of Chestnut and Shaw. And your coach of the Fresno State Bulldogs, the defending Mountain West champion Fresno State Bulldogs. And Jeff Tedford is here, and I just wanted to throw out a couple numbers just for perspective. You know, Coach Tedford's record here in less than 2.5 seasons is 24 wins and 9 losses. His record in Mountain West regular season games, 14 wins and 3 losses. And overall against Mountain West competition, 15-4 with a championship and a runner-up finish and 2 bowl victories. I think we would all agree that's a pretty impressive record, would we not? So, all that to say, Coach, you haven't been in this situation of coming off a loss like you had against Air Force the other day very often. How have you seen your team respond this week in practice to what clearly was a disappointing outcome in your conference opener?
Well, they responded really well, and I appreciate you saying all those nice things. And it was a tough week last week, no doubt about it. You know, we ran into a buzzsaw, and no one likes to go through those situations for sure, you know, and, you know, but you got to move on and, you know, get ready for the next opponent. You can't let one game cause a hangover that's going to last and affect you in the next week. And, you know, it was a very disappointing second half, I should say, you know, because the first half was very competitive and we probably played as perfect as we could offensively. And, against that type of team, when they control the ball like that and you don't have opportunities, it you know, it really affects you. And, you know, I know everyone's disappointed. The players are disappointed. The fans are disappointed. Coaching staff's disappointed. You know, but the bottom line is I love Fresno. We love Fresno. It's all about taking pride in what we do. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to go out and work hard every single day to make the people proud here.
Starting Friday night against the Rebels of UNLV, it's a 7 o'clock kick at Bulldog Stadium, a rare Friday night home game at Bulldog Stadium. So if you haven't been paying close attention to your calendar, don't show up Saturday. There's no game Saturday. The game is Friday night, 7 o'clock at Bulldog Stadium. We do have a couple pairs of tickets for that game to give away here tonight, but you have to be present here at the Doghouse Grill patio in order to win. We're also giving away tonight another one of these limited edition Patrick James Tommy Bahama polo shirts with the Bulldog logo on it. We have your size, don't worry. So enter to win, and you may be taking that home tonight. And we don't even have to draw your name for you to grab a tailgate pass. Each one of these passes is good for two people to the biggest, baddest tailgate at Bulldog Stadium, the 940 ESPN Game Day Live tailgate. Our Game Day Live coverage starts at 4 on Friday afternoon, so you might have to get off work early. But if you want to do that and come eat and drink on us in the tailgate, pick up your passes. We don't have too many left, so if you want them, come up here to the table where Coach Tedford and I are hanging out and pick those up. If you don't make it here to the Doghouse Grill but you still have a question for the coach, send it our way on Twitter. Make sure you attach that hashtag, AskTedford, or your question will not be asked tonight. We have a few questions already coming in from this great capacity crowd on the patio here at the Doghouse Grill. That's not to say we can't squeeze you in if you show up. We can do standing room only. The food is coming out. It smells great, and everybody's ready to roll. So, Coach, let's talk about UNLV a little bit. This is an opponent that last year Fresno State blew out in Vegas, 48-3. The year before, they came into your place and I think surprised you, and I think that might have been the only situation that we've seen your team in your tenure maybe not see something coming or not perform the way you and all of them expected them to be. So those are your two games against UNLV in my description of them. What have you learned about their program the last couple of years that colors what you think you're in for Friday night at 7 o'clock?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, they came in here and beat us, and we made a lot of mistakes. You know, we fumbled the punt return, we snapped the ball over our punter's head, and, you know, you have to be on top of your game every single week to play any team in our conference. And it's no different this week. They're coming off a really good victory on the road against the SEC team, which they handled pretty well, 34-10. Mm-hmm. To hold Vanderbilt to 10 points. They did an awesome job, you know. So we have a lot of respect for them. And like you said, 2 years ago, it just proved that if you don't play on top of your game and you don't have everything down and you make mistakes, anything can happen. And you know, but this year, I know they're going to come in with a lot of confidence after they just went on the road and had a big win. And we're going to have to do our best to make sure that we're on sound. You know, we're on par and we're doing what we need to do, and we're executing all phases of the game.
7 o'clock Friday night is when it kicks off, Fresno State and UNLV. We're giving away a couple pairs of tickets tonight if you come and enter to win. You know, a couple things. One, I should point out, as I mentioned, that they beat you here 2 years ago. That's the only time that any Mountain West team has beaten your Bulldogs in Bulldog Stadium, so it hasn't happened since then, and we don't expect it to happen Friday night. And the other thing about that win for them Saturday in Nashville against an SEC opponent on the road, and that's now three Mountain West teams who have defeated SEC teams this year. Wyoming did it at home against Missouri. San Jose State went to Arkansas and won, and UNLV won on the road at Vandy the other day. I don't know that I was surprised that UNLV's offense put up 34, but I was surprised to see that defense, which had struggled against other opponents this year, hold Vanderbilt to 10. What happened there? How did UNLV's defense put the clamps on the Commodores to that extent?
Well, they stopped the run pretty well. They only had a couple big explosive plays. They turned the football over. They caused turnovers, and which is a formula for any victory. You know, if you can get some turnovers, that always helps. But they played really, really hard, you know, and they did a nice job in the pass game of covering their receivers and put some pressure on their passer and played very, very solid. You know, they've played a very difficult schedule so far, you know, be it San Diego State and Wyoming and Northwestern, and, you know, so they've played a very difficult schedule. And so, like I said before, to go to Vandy and get a win on the road against the SEC team, I know they're going to be coming in here with a lot of confidence. And so they're a very formidable opponent. They're a divisional opponent, which is a whole nother situation, you know, in the Western Division. And so there's a lot riding on it, and both teams are going to be fired up, I'm sure.
Fired up for 7 o'clock Friday night at Bulldog Stadium, Fresno State and UNLV. Our pregame coverage will start at 4. We're here with the Coach Jeff Tedford Show till 7 tonight. That's when we do the giveaways. You know, we talk about their defense, and they have the Defensive Player of the Week in the Mountain West this week. Their linebacker, Javen White, number 16. If you're watching for him in the stands at Bulldog Stadium on Friday night. But the guy coaching him was a pretty good linebacker once upon a time, too. He was a linebacker here at Fresno State, one of the all-time leading tacklers, Tim Skipper. And I know you go even further back with his family, his older brother, Kelly, the running back here.
Right.
How weird is that? Because that's not the only time that happens for you. When you're on the sideline, you know what the stakes are, and you look across, and one of those guys is somebody you know and love and have a lot of respect for.
Well, when you kind of get as old as I am, you kind of experience that every now and then, you know, whether it be someone you coached in the past or a family member. Have a lot of respect for the Skipper family as a whole. Kelly was a very close friend of mine. We coached together here back in the day. You know, I knew Timmy when he was very small, but he's done a phenomenal job in his coaching career. Very knowledgeable about football. Has been in football his whole life, as that family has, and he's done a nice job with them. So, you know, but once the game starts, you know, you really don't even get into that. You know, I got asked a couple questions earlier this week about local players who play for them, and to tell you the truth, I have no idea where the players are from. You know, when I look at the depth chart, I don't really look at where they're from. I look at their number. I watch their tape. I see what they do, you know, their strengths, their weaknesses, things like that. You know, so, you know, there's a couple of local guys there. A guy like Timmy Skipper, obviously, I've known for so long and have a little bit more of an intimate relationship with that family for sure. But it's all about business and it's all about game and it's about competition. And, you know, we're going to do our best to try to come out on the right end of it.
Well, and I guess while we're on that topic, before we catch the break, I should point out that you go pretty far back with their head coach as well. I mean, your path and Tony Sanchez's path have crossed a few times over the decades.
Yeah, when he was back at Bishop Gorman, you know, there was some recruiting there, you know, but didn't really get to know him very well until he came into the conference. And then when you go to head coaches meetings and things like that, you get a chance to know someone a little bit more personally. And good guy, very, you know, very good coach, does a great job, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Fresno State and UNLV Friday night, not Saturday, Friday this week, 7 o'clock. Make sure you're there to fill the stadium. And if you don't have your tickets yet, you might just win a couple here at the Doghouse Grill if you come join us between now and 7 o'clock. Time for a break. If you haven't thrown your questions our way yet, use Twitter and the hashtag AskTedford. We're back right after this from the Doghouse Grill on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach Jeff Tedford Show. We're here live at the Doghouse Grill. Find us out on the patio where everybody's got something good to drink. There's plenty of food. And oh, look what just walked out the door. Tri-tip sandwiches, what the Doghouse Grill is world famous for. And when I say that, that's not an exaggeration. I know you've driven the 152 and seen the sign for the world famous Red Top Fish Museum. Go check that out sometime, by the way. It is pretty cool. But the Doghouse Grill's tri-tip really is world famous. Everybody I know who comes to Fresno for a game, they want to know if the Doghouse is open and what the hours are. And we're here every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 with the one and only Coach Jeff Tedford, who's defending Mountain West champion Fresno State Bulldogs, take the field Friday night, 7 o'clock, against the Rebels of UNLV. If you have a question for the coach, come join us at the Doghouse Grill. You might win tickets. You might win that limited edition Tommy Bahama polo shirt from our friends at Patrick James in Fig Garden Village. And most of all, you'll eat some good food and get to talk to the coach. But if for some reason you can't make it and you still have a question, use Twitter, attach that hashtag, AskTedford. All right, coach, we've got a few questions here for you, some easier than others. This one's kind of far in the distance, not a UNLV question. But Mary wants to know, how do we get a home-and-home series with a Pac-12 opponent like Cal, a team we can challenge?
That's a good question. that would be nice to have. It's typically really difficult to get one of the Pac-12 teams to come here. You know, it seems to me like it's always one-sided. And I know years ago, when I was actually at Cal, we played Fresno one time, but it was a one-time shot, you know. But, you know, I think back in the day, there used to be some Pac-12 teams that came to Bulldog Stadium, right? Oregon State came here.
And is coming again.
What are some other ones?
Let's see. They played Arizona twice on the road. And you played Fresno State when you were the head coach at Cal. That was at Candlestick Park, which isn't there anymore.
Right.
But the year before you took the Cal job and Tom Holmoe's last year, the Bears came here, and Pat Hill's Bulldogs with David Carr at quarterback took care of them. And you're playing on the road at Colorado. Colorado has been here to Bulldog Stadium a few years before you took the job. And looking ahead, Oregon State is coming to Bulldog Stadium in 2022, September 10th, 2022, the Beavers will be here.
I think that would be a great setup. You know, if we could work it out to where you could do a home and home, it would be great. You know, and so no matter who it is in the Pac-12, I think it would be great. But typically some of those teams, they only want to do it one way, and sometimes that's not always to your advantage.
And there has been – oh, did you smell it? I just smelled it.
Oh, I can smell it. I can smell the food in here is awesome. And when you talked about the tri-tip, you are absolutely right about the tri-tip. But those onion rings, when those onion rings come out.
Tony's tempting you right here. Oh, it's right in front of your face.
Yeah, they put it under your nose. They're hard to resist. No matter how much. You know, it takes a lot of discipline not to eat those onion rings.
Well, your program is all about discipline, so I'm watching the self-control. But, yes, we can smell the onion rings. And if you're driving on Shaw anywhere in a five-mile radius, you can smell them as well. And you geometricians don't remind me that a radius is circular and Shaw is straight. So we'll keep going with the questions. That was a good answer. And well, the one afterthought, I guess. There's been talk that the state legislature, which lately has been getting involved in all kinds of issues that some of us never thought they would get involved in, that they may legislate football scheduling so that state institutions like, say, a Cal or UCLA would have to schedule fellow California institutions to some degree. Do you think that would help, or would that complicate things?
Well, I don't know. I'm not educated enough on that. That's the first I've heard about that. I've been kind of in my little bubble in my office trying to make first downs and touchdowns and defend the opponent. So I don't keep track of that very often. But I think it would be great for those teams to come here, you know. But you know what it's all about. The bottom line, it's about money, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether legislation is getting involved in certain things, I don't really know. But I think it would be healthy to have an opportunity to have some of those teams come to our stadium.
It sure would. I know the fans would love it. I think the Red Wave would be pretty fired up, as they will be Friday night when the Rebels of UNLV roll in. 7 o'clock the kick. We're giving away tickets here tonight and a Bulldog polo shirt. We have those Game Day Live tailgate passes. Get them while there's a few left. If you don't have dinner plans for Friday night when you get off of work, come grab one of these tailgate passes. You can just roll over to Bulldog Stadium, have dinner on us before the ball game Friday night. Here's an interesting question from Tom here, Coach. Tom says, how many assistant coaches are on your staff, and when are you going to bring them with you to the coaches show? I don't know if they have enough tri-tip here at the Doghouse Grill if you brought your whole staff.
Well, it's the answer to that would be never. And the reason for that is I go right up against it, and they're preparing right now. We're doing red zone today, this afternoon. They're doing scripts, you know, and especially this week being a short week, it's been pretty condensed. But, you know, our coaches and our staff, we work, you know, from 5:30 in the morning till 11 at night, and you know, there's really never a time to break away. Maybe some bye week or something like that they could come by, because I think it would be great for the fans to meet our coaches and understand their involvement and their dedication to what's going on and how they feel about Bulldog football. I think that would be a great opportunity. I just don't know that it's ever possible because the week is just so busy.
Makes sense. Honest answer to an honest question. Boy, I tell you, Marty is getting busy on Twitter. He's sending us a flurry of questions for the coach. He's using that hashtag, AskTedford. If you have one, you can use it too. One of the questions Marty asked, this is an interesting one to come up at this point. He said, what was the biggest thing that you learned during your tour of the Southeast Conference? I don't know when that was.
Yeah, I don't know how he knew about that, but we did that. My wife and did that. And I did that in my year off, and it was a great experience. It's always nice to go see different facilities and how things work. And we went all through there. It was a great trip. You know, there's a lot of good coaches there. We went to Clemson, went to Tennessee. You know, a lot of friends that I have throughout college football were very welcoming to us to just see what goes on at those places, you know. And I think that's always a great learning opportunity, not just to see what their facilities look like, but see how they practice, see what they do. Even though we only spent a day or two there, which can't really get the full effect of it, but it was a great experience to go see how other people do things and, you know, what they're dealing with facilities. Because obviously you go to the SEC and you see their facilities, it's nothing like really anything that you could imagine.
And that's the same for a lot of sports. I mean, the football TV money has produced facilities in other sports like baseball and softball and some of the others that now are head and shoulders above the rest of the country, just like some of their football facilities are. It's pretty wild. I guess the follow-up question on that, since this was in a year when you weren't coaching anywhere, and that preceded your 3 years here now at Fresno State, is there anything that you witnessed there that you saw that maybe was a light bulb moment, or, oh, I never looked at it that way, that maybe you've implemented or tried to implement or would like to implement here at Fresno State?
Not really. I thought one of the things that stood out to me, I mean, I don't remember everything about it, but one of the things that really stood out to me was when we went to Clemson. You know, because Clemson is not a big city. Mm-hmm. And people come from far and wide with their RVs to come to games. And, you know, and I don't know if I saw all of Clemson, but, I mean, what I saw was like one main street. And I asked Dabo, I said, Dabo, how do you recruit here? You know, and he says it's about just the focus on what our objectives are. And our objectives are education and football. And there doesn't need to be a lot of distractions. And I think they use that to their benefit, that you really can focus on the things that are important and there's not a lot of distractions going on there. You know, all the places were very interesting. And Dabo was very welcoming and allowed us to practice and or watch practice and take a tour and things like that. And you know, but it's a different animal, really, when you look at it. I mean, when you walk around the building, the money that is thrown around there and the facilities, I mean, it's very, very impressive from top to bottom.
Yes, it is. Coach Tedford's tenure here at Fresno State has been pretty impressive. I think we can all agree he's looking for his 25th win as the Bulldogs head coach Friday night against the Rebels of UNLV. 7 o'clock will be the kick. We're overdue for a break, so we'll step away. But if you've got a question for the coach, come ask it in person at the Doghouse Grill. That way you get to eat, too. Or throw it our way on Twitter with the hashtag AskTedford. We're right back after this on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. We're back at the Doghouse Grill where everybody's having a good time, right? Was the tri-tip up to snuff tonight? Yeah, I think so. The onion rings, the fries, everything to drink. It's a packed house on the patio here at the Doghouse Grill. If you don't catch us tonight, join us next Wednesday night from 6 to 7. The coach will be here. We'll be giving away tickets just like we will tonight at 7 o'clock. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to Friday night's 7 o'clock kick against the Rebels. Also, another one of those limited edition Tommy Bahama polo shirts from our friends at Patrick James in Fig Garden Village. And the questions are flying in on Twitter. You guys finally figured out that hashtag, AskTedford. You're ready to roll. But they're also coming in here at the Doghouse Grill. And this may be the most philosophical or unique question I think anyone's ever asked at these shows, Coach.
Uh-oh. That sounds complicated.
It does, but I think you might have some fun with it. It's gonna keep your brain engaged for sure. So the question is, you can take this a lot of different ways. The question is from Patricia and OJ. What question would you ask Coach Tedford?
Wow.
That could keep you going for days, right? Well, going in circles?
No. I mean, actually, that's not that difficult.
All right.
Because I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning every night asking myself every question. So it could be from, you know, why did we punt the ball with 12 minutes to play? Or to, you know, why do you throw? Why do you run? What plays are we going to run? I mean, those are typically the questions that go through. Are we doing the best for our student-athletes? You know, because I think everybody sees football.
Right.
Right. But there's so much more involved in it. What we're doing academically, how everything's going, which, by the way, you know, I don't know that this ever gets publicized, but, you know, the graduation rate being 78% and our APR being around 97, 970, you know, all our guys and what they're doing. It's football is a big deal, no question about it, but we need to remember the ultimate reason why we're here, and that's education and what we're teaching these kids and life lessons and life skills and those type of things. That's why we're here. And so besides what makes first downs or touchdowns or whatever, there's a lot more involved in it about setting a culture of teaching these kids life skills on how to do things, how to be respectful, how to have integrity, how to have class, all those type of things. And when you deal with 17 to 22-year-olds, there's a lot of growth and development going on there. I'm sure we can all remember when we were 17 to 22, right? We were all doing the right things and things like that.
Some of us still are, even if we don't look like it. Yeah, Tim raised his hand right away.
Some hands went up. You know, but, you know, there's constantly questions that that I am contemplating, mainly about these kids, about the well-being of our staff, about the well-being of our kids, where their mindset is, how are they? Are they healthy physically? Are they healthy mentally? Are they having a great experience here at Fresno State? So there's quite a few questions. There's not just one. There's quite a few.
Well, the first one you brought up, let's touch on real quickly. I don't want to get caught up in what happened on Saturday, but you brought one up that maybe these folks haven't heard your explanation of and the complexity of it. You said, you know, why did I punt on 4th and 4? A big part of that decision of that situation was you didn't think it was 4th and 4 because if you're watching the game, it looked like it should have been 4th and 2.
That's exactly right. It was 4th and 2, and I looked up at the clock, and there was, you know, it was 12 minutes at the time, and we're going. So we're going. And all of a sudden, I hear from up top, it's 4th and 4. And so really quickly, you have to switch gears and say, okay, what's happening here? You know, let's 4th and 4 percentages aren't as good as 4th and 2, obviously, right? So if we can punt them down deep and we can get them inside the 10-yard line and they have to go the length of the field, hopefully we can get a stop and we can get something done. My mistake, because they went on a drive that took 11 minutes and we never saw the ball back. You know, you don't see that coming necessarily, but you know, and I got the officials report back this week because I turned that in, and it was very obvious that we got a really poor mark. And, you know, but you can't, I'm not blaming it on the officials by any means, but I'm just talking about decision making when time's running and things like that. And that's really, if you remember on that play, we had to take a delay a game and punt it because initially we were going for it. And then when it went to 4th and 4, decided to punt it. Still probably a bad decision on my part, but the way the game was going. But I thought if we can get them inside the 10, we could stop them. Maybe we could do something or create a turnover or something like that.
Because they hadn't been backed up the whole game. I think their worst starting field position was 21 or something.
Yeah, they had not been backed up. And we have been so efficient. Blake has been so efficient at punting the ball down inside the 10. And then all of a sudden maybe your game plan changes. But like you and I talked about, all it did was give them a longer field to be able to use more time. And but what I do want to say about this is, even though we're very disappointed about that, the option is such a different animal, mm-hmm. and the way they executed, and it was like a slow death. You know, people don't know this, but third down percentage was exactly the same. We're both 50%.
Right.
Our average per rush was both the same, 4.9. Right? But the problem was they ran the ball 69 times. Right? And it's you go 4 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, you know, and it's just a slow death and you can't stop them. You wish they'd drop back the pass every now and then to give you a chance to maybe make a play, you know, but like I said after the game, and that's history now, that's behind us, you know, but you have to give them a lot of credit. I think they played about as efficiently as they possibly could for an option team. Typically there's turnovers every now and then, the ball gets on the ground, they never did, you know, but now we're back to conventional football, you know, and You know, so I'm really excited about the opportunity this week to play a little bit more of a conventional football team and, you know, and go out and compete and do our best.
That'll happen 7 o'clock Friday night. We've got tickets to give away here at the Doghouse Grill, but you've got to be here in the next 24 minutes. The rest of the Coach Jeff Tedford Show from the Doghouse Grill after this on 940 ESPN of the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back to the Coach Jeff Tedford Show. The night is flying right along. Boy, we've got a great crowd at the Doghouse Grill tonight. The Red Wave showing up like you're supposed to show up Friday night. 7 o'clock is the kick against the Rebels of UNLV. The Rebels 2-4 on the year, 0-2 in Mountain West play, but coming off one of the biggest wins of Tony Sanchez's 5 years as the head coach there in Vegas, a road win over Vanderbilt out of the SEC this past Saturday, 34-10. Questions are flying in for Coach Jeff Tedford. Here's a real easy one that I don't think you'll have a problem talking about, Coach, because I know how near and dear to your heart this is. We talked about it on the radio the first week, and then your second game, because it happened to be this individual's birthday that night. But Frank on Twitter used that hashtag AskTedford, and his question is, what does the round PS decal on the back of the helmet represent?
It represents Paul Schechter. Is a legend in Bulldog football. He was here for many, many years. He wore many different hats. When I was a player here, he was not only the trainer, he was the ops guy. He was a phenomenal person. And he had passed away this last year, and I have a great deal of respect for him, admiration for him. I miss him a lot because he was all about Fresno. He really was. And it wasn't just about when he was a trainer. He wasn't just a trainer. He was there for you. I got many stitches in my chin. You know, he put stitches in my chin. But when I was a coach here, and some days when you coach for Coach Sweeney, it always wasn't such an easy day. And he would be able to notice that and say, hey, come on. And he'd throw you in his golf cart, and he'd drive you up around the stadium. And when you got back to the facility, you would feel much better. But whether it be the facilities, the money he raised, he was Mr. Bulldog. There's no question about it. Just a phenomenal person, and we're really, really sad, and we really miss him.
Yeah, and his family is still very much behind the Bulldogs. You're going to see him at all the games. And the other thing, besides those PS decals on the helmet, if you ever have a chance to see some of the Fresno State trainers and you know who they are, you can tell real easy because on the back of their training shirts, they have his last name, Schechter, spelled out there as well as a tribute to the late, great Paul Schechter. So thanks for the question, Frank. I'm sure a lot of people hadn't heard about that yet. Here's a question from... I believe this is Harry that asked this question. Is this you, Harry? Okay. I know you're writing after all these years. Harry says, they say it starts up front. It seems like a lot of Fresno State's challenges are up front. What do you see as the solutions?
Well, that's where most games are won and losses up front. And I would not take the Air Force game as an example of what the front is because they're so unique in what they do.
All right.
Now, this week, hopefully we play much better up there, offensively and defensively. You know, we got some sad news this week that Ntani Muti is going to be out for the year. He has a Lisfranc injury, and we thought it may recover. He's going to have surgery tomorrow, so... I feel so bad for that kid. You know, he's had, I think every year, you know, who is really noticed as our best lineman and one of our best leaders, the captain of our team.
Yeah.
He's out for the rest of the season. But it's all about what goes on up front. And, you know, whether we're physical up front on the offensive line or being able to stop the run on the defensive line, I'm just going to say this. You can throw out the Air Force game. Throw it out because it's so unique and so different. You know, when you play conventional teams and what you have to do. Because I'm going to go back to the Air Force game, even though, and you know this, As bad as I hate to reflect back on that, because I've had many nightmares about it, obviously, because I feel really bad about, you know, the way it turned out and for our fans and for everybody else. It is so unique in what goes on. This week, I'm really excited to see how we play up front on both sides of the football. You know, it's going to be critical that we're physical up front and we're able to protect the passer. And, you know, that's one of the things about last week. You know, you could take things about last week, and I appreciate you not asking me a lot of questions about last week because you're awesome. You know how much it bothers me. But for Jorge Reyna to go 17 for 18 in the first half of a football game is pretty phenomenal. And the opportunities we had in the second half, we missed a couple pass protections with some things that caused us to miss some throws, and you couldn't do that. You couldn't afford to do that. But it is so unique in what happens. I don't know if people understand exactly what you're up against when you go against that thing last week, right? But this week is going to be another big challenge. Everyone across their front is 320 pounds or more, all right? And they're very physical, and they lead with the run, you know. But this week's going to be a true challenge for us. But it's a little more conventional. And so, but the game is won up front. You know, it really is. Whether you're running the football or whether you're protecting the passer, that's where it is. You know, not then your playmakers have to make plays, obviously. You know, but I'm excited to see how we come out this week and how we play. You know, I think our kids are really, really motivated about having the opportunity to go down the ramp and be back home for the first time, and it seems like forever.
A month, yeah.
We've been doing this for 8 weeks. Right? It's almost like the season.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this for 8 weeks because in the bye weeks, they're not weeks off. We're practicing and things like that. So we've been doing this for 8 weeks, but we're so excited about the opportunity to go down the ramp and be in front of our fans again and play at home and get back on a routine, you know, because it's really been kind of an awkward year that way.
It has, and maybe the roll gets started Friday night, 7 o'clock against the Rebels of UNLV. If you don't have your tickets yet, you've got 15 minutes to get here, and you might just win them at the end of the show. We're back after this with the rest of the Coach Jeff Tedford Show here on the patio of the Doghouse Grill on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back to the Coach Jeff Tedford Show. Coming down the home stretch, another 10 minutes here at the Doghouse Grill tonight. If you missed it, man, you missed out, but you can join us next week from 6 to 7. We're giving away tickets in about 10 minutes. We're also giving away, yet again, as we do every week, one of those limited edition Tommy Bahama polo shirts that you can only find at Patrick James in Fig Garden Village.
Hey, Paul, can I say something before you continue?
Of course you can.
I want to say thank you to everyone who is here. Appreciate you all very, very much. True Bulldog fans, appreciate you.
Standing room only on the patio of the Doghouse Grill. And they've come with some good questions tonight that I know have made you think. And there are a few more on Twitter. Well, let's see what we have here with that hashtag AskTedford. You know, before the break, if some people just tuned in, maybe they didn't hear what for a lot of people will be breaking news, that Netane Muti is indeed done for the season, that he'll have surgery because of that Liz Frank injury. He won't be able to come back at left guard this year. But he'll have that mentality to get ready for next year when the Bulldogs have another great schedule that includes road games at Colorado and Texas A&M. But in light of that, the O-line situation, DaBush is his Twitter handle. He had a question on Twitter that he said, will we see Jorge Reyna, the senior quarterback, will we see Jorge roll out or do more bootlegs and zone reads to utilize his legs more?
Depends on what we're seeing. Every week is unique. And depending on what the defense is showing you, we have those things in our package. And a lot of them are called at times, but it depends on what the defense does to whether he's going to pull it or go or what have you. One of the problems with rolling out, it limits you to half the field. And, you know, you won't have the full vision of the field to be able to get to all your guys. But those are part of the game plan each and every week. And, you know, we try to do our best to utilize those things depending on what the defense is giving you. You know, every week Yeah, I don't know what people think about football. They think you play the same defense every single week.
Wouldn't that be easy?
I don't. That I wish it was like that. Because as I look back when I was a player, I think that's the way it was. That's why it was so simple for me. Because I could, if I was a player right now, I don't know if I could ever comprehend all the moving pieces and all the moving parts from week to week that goes on with the different schemes and schematics that are going on. You know, and so. It really just depends on what your game plan is from week to week, because every week is totally different.
And this week, the unique challenge will be Tony Sanchez and his UNLV Rebels coming off a 34-10 win at Vanderbilt on Saturday. Their offense seems to be different every time Fresno State's playing. A different quarterback every time. Armani Rogers still hasn't played against Fresno State. This will be the third year. Maybe he can come off the bench, but they're starting now a redshirt freshman, Kenyon Oblad, who set all the state passing records in Nevada, and now he's running that offense. He's got a new receiver this year in Randall Grimes, a transfer from USC, younger brother of Bulldog basketball star Nate Grimes, who's going to be playing right across the street here in the Save Mart Center in a few weeks. And they have kind of a two-headed running back situation going now with Chad Magyar and Charles Williams, who's played well against the Bulldogs in the past and is from right here in Fresno at Bullard High School. When you, and there are a lot more of the guys than that, that's just an overview. When you've watched their offense over time this year through six ball games, what do you see now that maybe you didn't see in game one or two?
Well, they want to lead with a run. There's no doubt about it, and they have very good running backs. And like I mentioned earlier, their offensive line is very big and physical. So they're going to lead with the run, try to stay on schedule. What I mean by on schedule, if you can stay in manageable situations of third and three, third and four, you know, the chances of you moving the ball are much better. The quarterback seems like he's getting much more comfortable each and every week that he's in there. He's a talented guy, obviously, with all the things, all the accolades you mentioned about him. Threw a couple of great balls last week, threw a deep post for a touchdown against Vandy, you know. But they're going to lead with the run. And those two, in that big offensive line, those two running backs run very, very hard. You know, Williams is a guy who runs hard. He's elusive. He's hard to bring down. He's got the speed to get on the perimeter. You know, they're going to try to run it downhill at you first. And typically with teams like that, when you start over-committing to the run, that's when the big pass comes. So it's about being very disciplined on where your eyes are and making sure that you're doing your job. And we got caught one time last week with that when we're overcommitting to the run, let a big play get down the field on us because we're overcommitting to the run. But they're a good football team. They have really good running back. Grimes is a good receiver. He's a big receiver.
Six,
I think
four.
He's 6'4", 205, or somewhere in that range, you know, and he can run, and so he's their leading receiver, and I think he can make some big plays. He can run, you know, so it's a well-balanced crew, but we're going to have to do our best on defense to shut them down and try to cause some either turnovers or making sure that they're punting the ball away to us to make sure we have the football.
And as I hear you evaluate them and talk about how they want to lead with the run, I'm thinking about something you shared a little while ago that you said, you know, put Air Force in the rearview mirror, throw that out because that's a completely different challenge. That's the triple option. Now we're facing a more conventional offense in UNLV. And so what you were saying was that it wasn't a physical issue Saturday. It was a schematic issue, and it was the uniqueness of that challenge. So with that in mind, I imagine one of the things you're looking for in the first quarter is whether your defense proves that true by being physical enough and stopping their running game.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's the problem with, as bad as I hate to go back and talk about Air Force, because it's very painful, you cannot simulate the speed and precision on which they do things. When you have a more of a conventional offense, you can practice that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I'm not going to just totally abandon ship because of an Air Force football game. All right? It didn't turn out the way we wanted it. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for our fans. I'm disappointed for the pride and tradition of Bulldog football, the whole bit. I really am, and so are our players. I'm as disappointed for our fans as I am for our players. But now we get a chance to go compete again. you know, and that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, and I really hope the fans come out on Friday night and come check us out and provide the energy that we need. You know, we can't abandon ship because of one unique situation, you know, is my perspective, you know, and because we're not going to do it in the building. I promise you right now, we are not going to do that in the building. We have a standard we want to uphold. The pride and tradition of Bulldog football is something that we want to uphold. And, you know, we play for everybody. We play for the players. We play for the fans. We play for the alumni. We play for everyone. I mean, it means a lot to us. And so if the fans could come out and do their part to help us, it would be awesome for us. But we're going to go into that game very, very focused about what needs to get done. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm never going to get in a position of saying this is going to happen or that's going to happen. But what I truly believe is that our players deep down inside compete their hardest every single week. We practice very, very hard this week. We take a lot of pride in who we are and what we do when we go down that ramp. And so I hope the fans show up to give these kids a boost and help them come out on the right side of it.
48 hours away, 7 o'clock Friday night at Bulldog Stadium. We're going to see you there. We're out of time tonight, but thanks to everybody who came to the Doghouse Grill. We're going to give away those tickets in a minute. If you weren't here, you missed out, but join us next Wednesday from 6 to 7 at the one and only Doghouse Grill on the patio. Thanks for listening on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Live from Doghouse Grill, this has been the Jeff Tedford Coaches Show, brought to you by Suncrest Bank, California Business Machines, by Doghouse Grill, by Fresno Rack and Shelving, by Mega Prince, A-plus Signs, and by United Security Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bulldog Sports Network.